want to jump on here tonight. Before I get started, I'm going to go ahead and pray real quick. Father God, I come to you. Father, I thank you for this day. Father, download into me the things that I need in my mind and in my heart, Father God. Father God, just bless my words as I speak tonight. Father, and I just pray that you protect us men, us leaders of our homes, Father God, for just that we're able to lead and do good works for your kingdom and have our families be strong. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So, I want to say hi. I want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody. This is a big week for families. I wanted to get on here and talk about how it blesses me to serve. So today we had our annual Feed the Community, Thanksgiving Feed the Community event at the church. And I think we were talking about it, and this was our seventh year to feed just our local community. And we were talking about how that first one, we made 200 meals to give out, and how much it was a blessing to be able to do that. And then the Lord has done so much. Now 7 years later, today we fed 1,000 people. We made 1,000 meals. And guys, that's just that's truly amazing of what God is doing in our church, in our hearts, for us to be able to for the provision, the vision for it, and the provision that everybody that helped today. That I think this was, we were talking also about it. We had more people there, and like I prayed before we got started this morning as a group, I prayed, you know, that we were the hands and feet of Jesus today. And I believe with everybody coming together, we had one of the biggest groups of volunteers today that we've had in the 7 years that we've done it. And it's just a true testimony of what God is doing in each and every one of our lives. And that serving to me is just, it fills my heart. It really does me good inside to be able to do that work like that and feed people that might not have gotten a meal today. And it just, it really touches my soul. And I believe the more we do stuff like that, the better these communities, each community around this country and this world can get, if we just let God lead us. And as men, sometimes we kind of harden our hearts, and we don't let our emotions show. And I know if y'all been on here and listened to me talk, and a lot of times I'll say I'm gonna be real, I'm gonna be vulnerable, and I've gotten on here and I've cried and just expressed how much what God's done for me and things I've went through, and just serving others is a true blessing. And when I was talking to the football boys, the Rusk football team a few weeks ago, I can't remember if I mentioned this the last time, but it really blessed my heart to be able to talk to them young boys, some of them seniors in high school, you know, so they're about to be out in the world, you know, and being able to speak to them about God, it was such a blessing. I mean, and to have that freedom to be able to talk to them boys, them young men, and just tell them, you know, when I talked to them, I told them, first off, I'm a child of God, and I'm a father, I'm a husband. And, you know, I told them, I said, I didn't used to label myself that. I used to label myself as an alcoholic, and that's who I labeled myself as. And, you know, of course, you know, my testimony is, you know, one of the many things I've been delivered from is alcoholism. And, so, you know, I just got to be open. I was able to be open and real with them, and that's the way I am, on here on Committed Man. And, so, you know, serving for the kingdom of God is probably the best thing we can do. It strengthens our hearts. It makes overall our family life, our lives in general, serving, it does us so good, so much good. And so actually one day, I think last week, you know, you never know whenever you talk to people, how many people heard it or listened. And usually I'll say if something I talk about on the Committed Man helps just one person, you know, then that's exactly what God intended for, you know, for it to be. And I work at the high school, and so I had a I was walking down the hall about to go clean another room or something, and this young boy come up to me. He said, "Hey, sir," and he said, "I wanted to thank you for speaking to us the other day. I really appreciate it." And, you know, it was that really blessed me. And, so he, you know, that impacted him. What I said that day impacted him. And I think if we as men would just, we got to open up, and we got to talk to these young men in high school and stuff, because school is just totally out of, you know, there's so much evil running through those hallways, evil spirits and all that. And I think what I do now is as I'm cleaning, I'm praying the whole time at that school. I'm praying for these boys and these girls to, you know, get these bad spirits out of these schools. And, you know, and so that's what I'm doing. I touch a wall. I clean a wall. I'm praying. So Lord be in this house. And I think that's what we need to do as we're working. I think I mentioned it the other we had a little security team meeting at church the other day, and that's what I told the guys. I said we need, you know, wherever you're at, when you're at work, pray for the church, pray for our pastors, pray for your family, just pray walking, you know, when you're working, just pray about something, pray about any needs you have, anything that you know, anybody you know that's hurting, that's sick. We need to pray against the evil spirits that try to come anywhere near our church. I believe that we keep praying, and we pray enough, and we don't stop praying, that somebody that may have bad intentions is driving by our church, God's gonna make them go on right on past Covenant Church, and that evil won't come near our house. So that's why I told our security team, just pray all the time, constantly pray over your house, over God's house, and just don't stop. You know, I think the Bible says pray without ceasing, and I truly believe that. You know, we pray in the morning, pray at night, but there's a whole lot of hours in that, you know, from wake up time to go to sleep time that we can be praying. And I believe it's powerful. prayer is very powerful. You know, the more faith we have, the more powerful the prayer will be. So, since it's the week of Thanksgiving, I'm just going to say what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for, being delivered from alcoholism. I'm thankful for being delivered from the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. I mean, those are the big stuff. And that stuff was holding me down for a long time. And just recently, I was still struggling with it. But the Lord has delivered me from it. And I'm very thankful for that deliverance from those, you know, the flesh, the lust of the flesh is a very real thing, man. The Lord has delivered me from it, and my life is never going to be the same. And I believe prayer and fasting really, really works. And this last time when I fasted about a month ago, I think it was, I did a Daniel fast, and that's when, you know, everything pretty much started breaking, and I received my freedom. So just know, guys, that prayer and fasting works. Serving in the kingdom of God works. It does good for your soul. Let's see. So I'm thankful for that deliverance from those addictions, those hurts, habits, and hangups. And I'm thankful for my wife. Whoo! I'm trying not to get too emotional or anything, guys. But I'm thankful for my wife because she hung on whenever, you know, a weaker woman or people just wouldn't stick with you. And so I'm very thankful for my wife, and I'm thankful for my church family. I'm thankful for my kids. I'm thankful for everything I have. Cause without God, I wouldn't have anything, and I wouldn't have a bunch of good men, a group of men in this church family that I have. I'm very thankful for my pastors. Jeremy Driver, I love you. Thank you for starting this group, brother, because it saved me. I tell you that God did the saving, but God did it. And he put a great man, he delivered a great man from his addiction as well, in Jeremy Driver, man. And let me tell you, that man's on fire for God. And I'm there too, brother. It took me a long time to get there, it seems like, but man, I tell you, I know I think I'm getting off on rabbit trails, but long and the short of it is, guys, this is Thanksgiving week. I am very thankful for all what God has done and what he's delivered me from. I'm thankful, like I said again, I'm just thankful for all you guys on Committed Man. Just keep serving, keep coming to church. If you're struggling with anything, if you're struggling with the flesh, guys, you know, get a hold of me. Find me in church. We can talk. You know, it's definitely worth handing it over to God and giving it to him. And thank you all for all you guys getting on here tonight. Joe, Tim, Cotton, Heath, Steve, love y'all guys, man. I'm telling you, I know there's a lot of struggles out there. And like I said, I'm here for anybody that ever needs to talk. And because, man, God has done so good in my life. And man, there for a long time, I didn't think I was ever going to be free. but I am free. And each one of you guys, anybody that hears this on the Committed Man post that's not free all the way, get with me. We're going to pray about it, okay? We're going to pray because prayer works. It really and truly does. And woo, prayer and fasting. I'm telling you, if your prayer and your fasting life isn't where you think it, you know, if it's not there, or you don't know anything, don't know about fasting, get with me on that. I can tell you it'll change your life. It definitely will. And for the longest time, I've fasted, you know, a lot, and man, I don't think I had my heart in it all the way a couple of times, because I've done 21 day fast, guys, where I didn't eat any food for 21 days. And I mean, basically it was just, you know, water and, you know, some chicken broth and stuff. But I didn't have my heart in it, guys. You know, I don't know what it was, but I just didn't have my heart in it. And I was like, what, you know, I was like, what am I doing? I'm doing something wrong. And, man, this last time when I fasted, I truly asked God to just reveal everything that He needed to reveal to me. Whew. And He did. And like I said, I got freedom, and it's amazing. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that freedom. And when you finally give it to God, trust me, there was times I thought I had, and I didn't. And you know, he'll let you know. He'll let you know when you haven't truly given it to Him. But then when you do, all them blessings come. And the Lord has truly blessed me beyond anything I deserve, for sure. But I think I'm rambling, but I'm trying to make a little bit of sense out of this. Just prayer and fasting and serving. Those are the three things. And like Pastor Jan said Saturday morning at the men's breakfast, do the right thing. I think he said it. And said that was his, you know, little key, this little mantra there. But yeah, guys, just serve, pray, fast, and be very thankful, because God is so good, and man, all the time. I love you guys. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We'll see y'all Sunday. Love you guys. Bye.